Real talk. Real talk. Let's talk about it.
What's good, y'all? Welcome to the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. I'm Harold, and I'm doing this podcast to help motivate and help people grow, but also to help myself grow as I do the podcast with y'all. I want to start off by saying it's a new year, 2025, and I'm blessed and happy to just be alive. It's been a long journey, but I'm glad that y'all are taking the journey with me. I look forward to seeing what God does in our life for 2025. So today's topic for the start of the new year is building blocks. So let's talk about it. Welcome back. As we discussed before, the topic for today is building blocks. But before we get to that, I got some exciting things in the works, man, for the podcast. For example, some new segments, Free the Mind, and also Quick Take. I'm going to give you all some insight on what that's about. So Free the Mind basically is going to be a group of individuals that we discuss questions that the people may have or suggestions that y'all may have. We're going to just talk about it and just say what's on our mind, you know? And if you have any questions or ideas or suggestions, feel free to email us at realauthenticgrowth@outlook.com. Again, that's realauthenticgrowth@outlook.com. And we also have Quick Take. You see, Quick Take is giving you concise and insightful information in less than 15 minutes. So if you're going to work, hey, if it takes 15 minutes to do work, go ahead, pop it up, and just listen to it. Less than 15 minutes. And I'm guaranteed that y'all will love each episode for the year. So now back to the discussion. Let's talk about the building blocks for 2025. So a study from Columbia University shows that most people that make New Year's resolutions are doomed to fail. Nearly half of us make them. Only 25% stay committed up to 1 to 3 months, and only 10% actually accomplish them. So today we're going to talk about how y'all can be the 10% and accomplish y'all goals for 2025. I got this information from LinkedIn, and I thought this would be pretty handy to help in giving you a better understanding of how to make this year better than last year. And it's about how to master self-discipline. There's 5 ways that can help you master discipline. They call it the 5 C's of self-discipline. The first C is clarity. The second C is commitment. The third C is consistency. The fourth C is control. And the last C is compassion. Now I'm going to go in brief details of each one to help you get a better understanding. First C, clarity. Know what you want. That can help you make the right steps toward what you're trying to achieve. Second C, commitment. Stay on course, no matter how hard it gets, and it will get hard. Never give up. The third C, consistency. Build small daily habits that can accumulate over time that will help you become better eventually. The fourth C, control. Manage distractions. Put yourself in areas that you're able to grow in, not areas that will take away from the growth that you're trying to make. Five C, compassion. Be kind to yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself, man. It's not gonna be easy, but never give up. Those are the 5 C's of self-discipline. Feel free to take those and apply it to your life however you may. I'll be sure to leave a link in the description so that way you can also learn more information about how to master self-discipline. I really like how they stated this on the how to master self-discipline, the way they put this. This is the way to change your perspective of the way you look at things. So you might say, I need motivation. But what you really need is self-control. You say you need more time. What you need is fewer distractions. You say you need strong willpower. What you need is better systems in place. You say you need more possessions. What you need to be is grateful. You say you need to earn more money. But what you really need is to align with your values. That's what you need to start seeing when you look at things of life.
We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
If you're looking to make your year better than before, make this your best year. It's about the decisions you make on a daily basis. So be sure to subscribe to this channel so that way you can learn how to build your blocks daily so you can have a successful year.
Now it's time for the word of the day.
Proverbs 1:5. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. So to me, that means that you can learn a lot from listening. It depends on what you listen to, who you listen to. You can listen to podcasts, books, people, but always remember that you want to listen to what's helping you grow. If it's not helping you grow, then it got to go. For real though. And discerning means insightful and understanding. See, once you get that understanding that you need to grow in these certain areas, get the guidance that's needed, the counsel. There's a lot of people that's ahead of you that's been in the area that you're in now, and they can see the areas as well that can help benefit you and help you become better as well. But you got to reach out. I've had my fair share, and I still have my fair share of counselors. And when I say fair share, I mean since last year, because I definitely needed it in 2024 to help me become who I am now in 2025. And I'm very grateful and thankful to the people that takes the time out to just sit and talk with me, you know, grab a bite and just give me some wise words and encouragement as well. Shout out to my wise counselors. You know who you are. But nah, really look for your people. Find out who fits you in the area that you want to grow in. Now I'm going to talk about what helped me in 2024 to become who I am now. And I know you're like, well, I don't see much change. But sometimes you don't see the change. What's done behind closed doors is kept behind closed doors for a reason. You may not know the work I put in, but I know the work I put in. And it's been a process. It's been a process. Not everybody has to see your growth in order for them to know you're growing. Don't always be over here on the camera like, look at me, I'm shining now. I'm over here reading these books. Like, look at me reading these books. Like, come on, guys. We ain't doing stuff alike, man. If you read in silence. If you praying, pray in silence. If you're doing things that you know is helping you grow, it don't always have to be publicized. Because then you're just doing it for the wrong reasons. So with that being said, these three things has helped me to have a better year. And it's going to help me to continue to have better years going forward. And I call it the growth year. This is what happens when you put these three things into effect. And I know with all honesty, 2024 was a growth year for me. And I look forward to seeing how much I grow in 2025 as well. And I look forward to seeing how much you grow as well in 2025. I know it's going to be awesome. So these three ways are reflect, build upon, and PDP. I decided to make a note on my phone so that way I could remember the three ways and always look back at it to check if I'm actually making the steps toward making this a growth year. So the first step is to reflect. Look at your previous year and what you were hoping to achieve. Ask these questions. What are some things that made you happy last year? And what are some things that you didn't get done? Once you figure that out, put those things on this year plans if you still want to accomplish them. But don't just forget about them. Make it happen this year. Number two, build upon. What would you like to add on to this year that you didn't do last year? The reason why I say add on is because I feel a lot of us have a tendency of forgetting all we did last year and where we was trying to get. And now that it's a new year, we're just trying to focus on this year. And we just say, forget about that. We tried it, but we didn't do it. So now we're going to the next. No, but you should still work on growing in that area. You know, what wasn't working last year could work this year if you actually put the steps towards that. Don't just forget about the progress that you made last year. You always want to build upon it. Never give up on what you already did just to start something new. Keep growing in the area. For example, when it comes to build upon, I don't know if any of you noticed, but this wasn't up here last year. The difference is this is a different year. So I put a different word for the year. That's how I do it. In 2024, I started putting a word for the year that I want to work on, the area that I want to grow in the most. And last year's area was consistency, as you can see. Consistency was what I focused on last year. This year is prioritizing. I want to get my priorities straight. That doesn't mean I'm going to stop being consistent. I'm going to continue to be consistent, and I'm going to continue to prioritize because I want to keep building. And next year is going to be a different word, and I'm just going to keep growing and growing. And I want you to do the same as well. So if you need to find your word to help you stay focused, find your word for the year. And last is PDP, number three. Personal development plan. Make a plan on how you plan to grow in this area. You can use a planner, you can make a vision board, or you can even just start journaling about what you would like to work on and how has it been going. Like, what steps would you like to take to get there? When you start to take the steps, what happened, what didn't happen? What did you accomplish? What didn't you accomplish? How did you feel about that? What do you want to do different the next time? I appreciate y'all tuning in. Hope y'all can join us the next time on the Real Authentic Growth Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and share to others that are looking to grow and become their best self. I pray y'all have a blessed week. And remember, don't make excuses. Work through it. With that being said, hey, I'm out.
Real talk.